Parsha the Meraglim, there were 10 Meraglim, and then there was Yeshua the Kolik. The Pasuk says, Lo'edu haro'a azoi, Chazal and Aplam here, they were Shavu, that Kol Dabashif HaKadusha need Asorah. Interesting, they learned that from Edo haro'a azoi. So Akoponim, that's the Makar, that a minion is Asorah. Edo is Asorah. There's a Medrash that says that every Shevet the Emes sent two Meraglim. Only one is mentioned in the Pasuk, but the Maaseh, the Machlokes Tanoim, the Medrash, that every Shevet sent two Meraglim. See, Rishalmi and Soit also. I had a kasha that a minion should need 22 people. Because if there was two Meraglim for every Shevet, and Vaita, you're taking out Yeshua B'Kovei, there should be 22 people for a minion required. Vaita Chayit Chazal and Eos is in a minion from what's the Feirish in the Pasuk. Kulam Anoshim, they were all Chashuvim. The mind is a steer in Rashi. This is in Chorotaret. On one end, Rashi says, Kulam Anoshim, V'oisei Shok Sheirim Hayu. And later on, Rashi says, V'yelcho V'yavoyu, Makat Halichosim V'biyosim. Ma biyosim V'eitzero, Af Halichosim V'eitzero. And you see that even in the beginning, they were already Ephes. Maybe the Machshover already was there. You can still call them Kulam Anoshim, but... Chavetz Chaim is a var, interesting Mahalach, that there's a chilek between Kalev and Yeshua. Kalev and Yeshua both withstood the Meraglim, and they were Mechav and the Toys. But he's Masberg, Medayek, and Kama Pratim in the Psukim, that there's a chilek between Kalev and Yeshua. Yeshua, from the beginning, was Mitznagid to the Mahalach of the Meraglim, that they should not come and say a Dibarah. Kalev, realizing what was going on, made believe that he was really fearing the Chiyah with the Meraglim, and secretly having in mind that he's going to save it afterward at the end. But his mahalak was fakir, to be like, to be a mirago, taka, from Ibisnim, to try to yes go through to them. He's with that, to say the comments, it's common yonim in the psukim that you see, that kolib is kolib from Yeshua. That's why vayad kolib et ha'om. Kolib tries to quiet the people. Kolib says, v'chiloi zubuvad asalonu ben amram. So they thought that he's going to start dealing with them. Yeshua couldn't have done that. Yeshua, from the beginning, was already going against them. The son, the lesson is, Oslanu ben Amram. In the Farshim say that Ben Amram is used as a derogatory term. That's when you want to call him that, he may Meshur Rabbeinu, but when you call him Ben Amram, it means a negative issue. And the Maizid is Kashas, there's a lot of places where you see Chazal Yudhishprach, Ben Amram, Lishvach. There's a Gemara in the Dorim. Ben Amram that talks about it with Shvach. You have to know. Now, the Seder of the Shvatim is very unclear which order it's going in. And also, it's weird. It says, Lamate Yosef Lamate Menashe. Earlier, it already had said, Lamate Ephraim Hoshea Ben Nun. And it doesn't mention that Ephraim is from Yosef. Later, it brings Menashe, and again, the Seder is in Gansen mixed up. Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe. I saw a big chiddush from Yankov Kamenetsky. He said that Yosef had other children. Yosef had other children, and they weren't considered as a separate shevet. They were Nivla in Menashe Ephraim. So Gadi Ben Susi was also a representative, Lamate Yosef, Lamate Menashe. Goes the chiddush. The Ramban says, simple, that Yosef was Moisik Diva on his brother, and Menashe, who's Gadi Ben Susi, was also, he was one of the Meraglim. Ephraim was Hashem Ben Nun. He wasn't a Meraglim. So we put together, we say Lamate Yosef, we mention Yosef by Menashe rather than by Ephraim, because Yosef was the one that was the Moisi Ziba. This statement Ramban. I heard once of Shah, the Chiddush, that this is a concept that's discussed a lot of times. On one hand, the Shtemes of Shvatim is Levi. Levi is one of the Yud Beis Shvatim. And of course, when Levi is counted as one of the Yud Beis Shvatim, so obviously Menashe and Ephraim is counted as one, as Shevet Yosef. And sometimes Levi is not counted, and Menashe and Ephraim are considered two separate Shvatim. Right? Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvim v'Shim and Miyuli, that they have a Din Shevet. And it's very unclear, Lagavi, which Gedorim Ephraim and Menashe has the Shevet, Lagavi, which Gedorim Levi is the Shevet. A standard rule that the Mefarshim go with is that it's Koidim Knisa La'aretz and Ma'acha Knisa La'aretz. Lagavi, Yerushas La'aretz, Levi doesn't get a portion. In Nachas La'aretz, it's Ephraim and Menashe. Like having many other inyanim, Levi still has the status of a shevet. As Ken Zayin, the Meraglim was sent here for two purposes. They were checking out the land in order to see tachsisei hamelchama, how to win the war, and also how to be yoyrish to Aretz, for chalukas to Aretz. If so, on one hand, Yosef has to send only one member, one person that is shliach. Lagabi the Indian of Yerusha Sa'aret, I'm sorry, Lagabi the Indian of Mochama, Yosef really is only sending one shliach. And the truth is, if I don't have a teretz too, Levi should really also be sending a shliach. That I don't know why Levi didn't send a shliach. No, but after Mochama. After Mochama, Yosef is being sent one shliach, so Levi should also be sent. Levine and Shai, I hear, can't like. Avokafanim Yosef as Mochama is being sent one member. Al Yerusha Ta'aret, Menashe and Ephraim are sending two separate members. Ibazoi, Gadi ben Susi was representing Yosef as the Mochama issue, the entire Shavit, Yosef. And separately, Gadi the Yerusha Ta'aret, he was representing Menashe. Hashem ben Nun was representing Ephraim's Shavit, only Lagabe the Mochama. And it's very meduyik in the Psukim when Yosef, when Yeshua and Kalev are explaining afterward that it is a good land, Kalev is only the one that says, Ki yochal luchalach, we'll be able to win the war. Yeshua has nothing to talk about that. He wasn't being sent out winning the war. Afterwards, when they say, Toiv ha'aret ma'oid ma'oid, both of them are speaking. Kalev and Yeshua are speaking, Toiv ha'aret ma'oid ma'oid. But in the Ki yochal luchalach, we'll be able to win the war, that's only Kalev's job. Yeshua was not sent as that. Yeshua was representative for Ephraim. Now, after the Chet Meraglim, against the Sugya, what happens with the Chet Meraglim, Abba Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Davin, to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, and he says an abridged version of Yud Gimel Midas, Hashem Erech Apayim V'Rab Chesed Noisi Ofen V'Foshah. You have to know which ones are missing. We know there's Yud Gimel Midas. There's a beautiful verse in the Meshech Chochmah. He explains that the first two Yud Gimel Midas is Hashem Hashem in Parshas Kisisa. Like most Rishonim, Hashem Hashem counts as two of the Yud Gimel Midas. Avim and Rashi and Taisus and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudayin. There are Rishonim that don't count Hashem Hashem as two. There are Rishonim that count it only as one. There are Rishonim that say both of them is only one. There are Rishonim that say the first one is not even one of the Midas. The Midas is the second thing. There are those Rishonim that say that Kale is the first Midas. But like most Rishonim, Hashem Hashem is the first two Midas. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, why is it twice Hashem? Hashem is Midas Rachamim. Kan Koidim Shiyechta, Kan Ma'ach Shiyechta. And the Rishonim asked, the Rosh Hashanah asked, what is this Kan Koidim Shiyechta? What do you need a Yud Gimel Midas Koidim Shiyechta? And they fret the Rosh. So the Bali Mutter say, a mensch was held in a matzah from koidim shiyechta, that's where he's holding, otto, koidim shiyechta, vastem racham and merubim. But the Rosh asks the Kasha, and the Rosh says, in Avodah Zorah, we know the Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Meh, by machshov Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masar Falamayim. Normally, here in Aveira, ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masar Falamayim. By Avodah Zorah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masar Falamayim. So even koidim shiyechta, you need a kapor ready for the machshov Avodah Zorah. And they look to Rosh. Zot the Meshech Chacham is so beautiful. We have twice in the Torah Yud Gimel Midas. The first one is in Parshat Kisisa after Chet HaEgel, and now it's after the Chet Meraglim. This is Lashon Hara, or this is other Malachim HaChasorin, and Betochen, or Gaivo, or go Lashon Hara. There's a lot of Makaris and Chazal that I thought it was Lashon Hara. The mighty Divas Hara. Miriam should have learned from them. They should have learned from Miriam. By the Chet HaEgel, which is Avodah Zorah, it makes sense to say Hashem Hashem, the Rosh is Pshat, that you need a kapara also for Koidim Shiyechta, because Avodah Zorah is Machshava L'Matzav V'Mai. But over here that we're talking about the Chet of Meraglim, it only applies to say one Hashem. B'cholot, he says in these midot, V'yoymer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha. Hashem says, I will forgive them. V'ulam, but you should know, Chaya Nidhi, and then he says, I'm going to punish them. The Gemara says in Yevamos that Klai Yisrael didn't do Mila in the Midbar. One reason is because they were too weak. But another reason is because there was no Ruach Tzvainis. And the Gemara says, well, why wasn't there a Ruach Tzvainis? But the Gemara, either so it shouldn't blow away the Anani Kovit, couldn't come, or because they were Nezufim Lefnei HaMokim. Klai Yisrael was in Chayrim. And they state in the Gemara in Yevamos, Klai Yisrael was Nezufim Lefnei HaMokim. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisi, Yevamos Taf Ayin Beis. Why were they Nezufim Lefnei HaMokim? Rashi says they were Nezufim because of the Chet HaEgel. And Taisi says, the Chayrim is not true. Of the Chet HaEgel, Hashem forgave them. It must be they were in the Zufim because of the Chet Meraglim. And so it's a Machlokes Rashi Taisus. This that the Gemara says they were in Chayim. Rashi says Chet HaEgel. Taisus says Chet Meraglim. Frege the Mepharshim, I saw the Chassam Sofer there. By Chet Meraglim it also says, by Yemer Hashem, Salachti Kedvarecha. Taisus disregards Rashi's Pshat because after the Chet HaEgel there was a Slicha. After the Chayt Meragim, there was also a Slicha. Vayayim Rashem Salachti Chizvarecha. The Chasam Sefer brings a shot, big chiddush from Sefer Tzror Hamor, that the Pasuk means, Vayayim Rashem, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Salachti Chizvarecha, I already listened to you the first time, I forgave them by the Chayt Egel, Tishon Ginuk, Ve'ulam Chayoni, this time I'm not going to forgive them. They learned the shot in the Pasuk, and Mechayar has shot in Titus. Titus didn't want to learn the Zufam with Meramachim by Egel, because it was a Slicha, and Hashem gave by Meragim, there was no Slicha. That's the chat. I already forgave them once. It's enough. Now there was a punishment to the Meraglim. For every day, they were punished an entire year. There's a beautiful verse from Rabbi Isaac Harif. He says, it says in Rashi, that first hour they were kasher. If you make a cheshbon, if a day is per year, 24 hours in a day, that means 1 hour is 15 days. That's the cheshbon. And if you make a cheshbon, the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, but really, it was a drop less, because they left into the Midbar at Hezbov Nissan, and they entered Eretz Yisrael already Yud Nissan, 40 years later. Plus, 11 days they had to be there. Achad Osir Yoyim Mechoyrei, Zerach Har Seir, Ad Kodesh Barneya. The travel, the trip was supposed to take 11 days. So that's 15 days less than 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Dr. Baizal Kharif, it's Gevalbit Mazuy. The punishment was 40 years, 40 days. Aber Oysay Shok Sheremai. So they really, the Aveir of the Meraglim was 39 days and 23 hours, 1 hour less. That hour is the 15 days less that Ataka was. 4 days less from Tezvav to Yud, plus the 11 days it should have taken. So everything, the Midah is Gevalbit Mazuy, 1 day per year. A half, 1 hour less, is Taka 15 days less. Now it's very sure why the Meraglim were punished. Midah Ra, 354 times more than what they did, a day for a year. Fahanazay. The Gemara doesn't cite that a Midah Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more. Midah Tov is 500 times more than Midah Ra. It says, Miriam, Dibalt, the Gemara doesn't cite this, Mishnah cite this. Miriam, Dibalt is Mamten, from Moshe Rabbeinu Shah Achat. She sat by the water and watched. She was Mamtenes, from Moshe Rabbeinu. So she was zeicha that he didn't wait for her for 7 days. So Taisa says, why is 1 hour a reward 7 days? But Taisa says, it's lav dafka. Miriam didn't wait really a full hour. It was a third of an hour, or a quarter of an hour. Marsha says, avada, it's lav dafka a quarter, it's a third of an hour. Exactly, a third of an hour, 20 minutes. Because a third of an hour to get to 7 days is 504. A third of an hour. There were 504 third of an hour in 7 days. So it's exactly 168 hours in a week. And that means 504 third of an hour. So when it says Miriam waited an hour, and that's why she was late for the closet, so waited for her for 7 days, it's laughed off that she really only waited a third of an hour. I saw the Paris Yosef asks in Tysus, and Tysus doesn't say that. Tysus says a third of an hour or a quarter of an hour. So the Paris Yosef says, if you're talking that Miriam didn't get the Torah till the middle of the day, of the first day of the seventh, and also Mikzat Yom Kippur on the last day of the seventh, it wasn't exactly 7 days, it was 5.5 days. It looks at perfectly the cheshbon, a quarter of an hour is 500 times more. Now Tarsus asks, he doesn't understand. By Miriam, she gets rewarded that much more times for waiting 1 hour or a portion of an hour, 7 days. How come by the Meraglim they were punished even more? The Meraglim were punished even more so, as I said, Tarsus. Now the Lashon of Tarsus is a little weird. The Meraglim weren't punished more, so Miriam got a reward, Taka 500 times more than when that she did. The Meraglim were punished 354 times more. Now, about it, Shver, the Yisayit is Midah Ra is supposed to be a ratio of 1 to 1, and a Midah Tov is supposed to be 1 to 500. So about it, Shver, the good Kasha, why the Meraglim were punished so much? But Tyson's lesson is the Meraglim were punished even more than what Miriam got. I once heard of Pshat that the Meraglim only traveled during the daytime, not during the nighttime. So traveling only during the daytime and being punished 40 full years is taka, not 354, it's 700 times more, which is more than Miriam. But that doesn't stem with the Baizel Charif Cheshbon of an hour being proportional to 15 days. That's often different. But on the Etzem Yoyim Lashona, there's a Sipurna. The Sipurna says that it says the Meraglim weren't punished so much hundreds of times more than what they did. The Meraglim, that door of Midbar, only died on Tisha B'Av, every year Tisha B'Av. So it's Yoyim Lashona, it's taka one for one. It took a long time, because it's Tisha B'Av. Every year, per day, for every day of the Chayt Meraglim, they were punished 1 day. Tisha B'Av. It's Yom Lashon, 1 day out of the year. Could be the Sipurna's Vada, by this Kashu. How come Mechayim Midah Rosh shouldn't be so many times more. Teretz is in Yom HaShanah. Yom HaShanah, one day each year. You have the sugya of challah. Parsha of challah. V'hoi v'ochol chem ilechem ha'oret tarimu shulman Hashem. It's special kind of shulman. It's not shulman, it's challah. There's a famous noyde b'Yehuda in Tshuva Reish Aleph. He writes in the Tshuva, I want to say something. Yesli loymar dover chodosh shaloi kidmani b'zeh shulma fayrish ha'poyitik. I want to say a chiddush that no one ever said, no one was matzini. Anay a chiddush like that. And he says this chiddush, that in the mitzvah of challah, and the emet is negay by truma also l'chayra, the mitzvah, there's two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of hafurasha, and there's the mitzvah of nesina. There's the mitzvah to be makrish challah. And then, after you makrish it, so you have to give it to the kohen, there's the mitzvah of nesina. But it's two separate mitzvahs. Ad kibekach, look there, the mitzvah of hafurasha is a mashim. How much do you have to be makrish to be makrish with the rest of the Easter, right? You say that being makrish, truma or challah, is because everything is tevel, and you have to be makrish the matana in order to make the rest of it into chulin, to make it mutter. For the hafurasha, the din is mashim. Chita achas peteres ha-sakri. One mashim. But then there's the mitzvah of nesina. The mitzvah of nesina, the din to give to the kohen, it's a separate mitzvah. He said there's two different psukim. One pasuk is v'ha'i v'ochel lechem ilechem aret, tarimu shlum al Hashem, that's being mafresh the shlum. And there's a separate din, a few psukim later. May reishas, I re-say sechem titnu. When you have that reishas, you should give it to the kohen. The thing to give it to the kohen has a shear. It's not a mashu. Midoraisa, he says. This is not, people think that midoraisa is only a mashu. Midorabanan 40 or 50. No. Or by chal it's 24th for a regular person and a 48th for a nachtoin. No, he says. Midoraisa is a shear of 124th. The mitzvahs nesina has a shear. Nesina is a shear chashev. He still says there's a chilek. Midoraisa the shear is a 24th of an isarin. No matter how big the dough is, you have to just give a 24th of an isarin. The Rabbanan, you have to give a 24th of that size of the Isar. And what did the Nachtam? The Raita is a 48th of an Isarim. And the Rabbanan, the Machad is a 48th of the Isar. However large the Isar is. But there's a mitzvah Nesina, a separate mitzvah Nesina, which is not Chita Achas. Now, you can't be Mafresh a Chita Achas and then go give a Nesina. You can only give what's Chala. If you're Mafresh a Mashu, you can't go then give a coin a nice amount. It's not Chala, it's Chulin. So by having a Chatimsi, you have to be Mafresh a lot in order to give it. But the etzim, when you're making that afrosha, on a mashu is chal the mitzvah of afrosha, it's one mitzvah essay. And separately, there's a mitzvah of nesina.
Right, nesina is 24th or 48th?
For a regular person, 24th. And for a baker, for a nachtan, is a 48th. And a person that makes commercially a lot of bread, there's a smaller share. That's just what the Gemara I'm saying. He's mechadis that there was a 48th of an isurin for the deraisa and a 48th of the isa for the rabbanah. Now, the writes that no one ever said this chiddush. Lamaisi was mechavin, he didn't have it, he was mechavin to the Tosfos Rid in Kedushin Daf Menches. And the MS, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos in a lot of places in Shas, in Psochem, and Gittin, and other places, says that even though it says the word Nesina, Nesina always has to mean Dabar Choshev, the Tosfos are proof to you there are times that the Torah says Nesina and it doesn't mean Dabar Choshev. Because by Tshuma it says Nesina, and everyone knows all you have to give is a Chita Achas. That's because Tosfos holds that even the mitzvah of Nesina is just to give a Chita Achas. Chita Achas by Teres HaSakri means that Chita Achas is all you have to give. Tosfos holds malice. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of Nesina is Chita Achas. In Gittin Daf Chof, in Sofim Daf Lamed Beis, that's an echit in Bechor somewhere. In the Menachas, sorry. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Nesina is only a mashu. According to this Mahalach of the Tosfos Rid and the Yehuda, that there's two separate mitzvahs. A mashu is for the chalos mitzvah of hafrosha, and there's a separate mitzvah of nesina. L'chayre, it's possible to say, I think the Afikah Yam goes with such a gan, that it's a machlokes rishonim. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam counts hafrosha and nesina as one big mitzvah. The Rambam argues in the Chesed of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he counted as two separate mitzvahs, hafrosha and nesina. It's ma'oy yitzachan, it's not mochan, but it's ma'oy yitzachan, it's probably zebizet. Whether it's one separate one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs. Now I saw a chiddush in the Malbim, he says interesting chiddush. We're saying now, according to this Mahalach, when you mafresh, let's say, a 24th, your chalois afrosha was really only a mashim. Grab you a mafresh a 24th in order to give it to the kohen, to be mekayim nesina. What if fakesh? What if you mafresh a huge amount? Let's say you mafresh a fifth, much more than the 24th. You mafresh a fifth of the isa. Avada the chalois afrosha is chalon the entire fifth, right? If the afrosha can be chalon the mashim, you're allowed to make it big. You can make it as big as you want. But the mitzvah nesina is only going to be on the 24th. Now a zor can't eat the rest of it. It's chalon. But you can sell it to a kohen. You can sell it. your chiyuv, after you mafresh a huge amount, your chiyuv is only to give 24th, the derayah 24th of the Isar, and the derabanan 24th of the Isar. But you won't have to give the rest, you can sell the rest of it to a kohen. It's also to a zara, it's challah, it's truma, but you can sell it to a kohen. The Malbim wants to say, that's down the pasuk. May reishis arisei seichem titnu, from the reishis. Why only from? Because if you mafresh a very large amount, you don't have to give all of it. If you mafresh more than a 24th, you don't have to give all of it. May reishis arisei seichem titnu. Taisus mash, not like that. Taisus mash, that's always, there's only one in. Whatever the mafresh alone, that's what the chal, the mitzvah, the seed is on. And you could have known, even like, you know, you like that. You only have to be mafresh and mashu. But whatever you mafresh, that's what the din is seen as chal. The Malbim is saying, no, it's taket, lithia, emes remains two separate topics. The mitzvah, the seed remains a separate issue, regardless of the size of the afresh. Fashtetuch, not when it's bigger than the afresh. If you mafresh only a small amount, if you mafresh a mashu, you can't go then do mitzvah, nesina on a larger amount. It's not chal, a nice present, but it's not chal. Going to the end of the parsha, you have the sugya of the mekoshish. By Yehu ben Yisroel, by Midbar, by Yimtzu Ish, mekoshish eitzim b'gayim ha-shabbos. Someone was being mekoshish eitzim. What does it mean, mekoshish eitzim? Gemara on Shabbos, Tafsad, Yivav, on the day, a three-way machloik is tanom. What does it mean? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, mekoshish ma'vir arba ames b'shus ha-rabam ha-yu. He was doing the aveira, the melokha of arvora arba ames b'shus ha-rabam. The masnitsa tana, there was a brayta that says, toilet shab, he was being toilet eitzim. Rabbi Achabar Yaakov Omer Ma'amer Hoye. He was being Ma'amer Eitzim. The Marshon Baba Basis of Kuf Yutet brings down from a Medrash that the Makoshish was Tlocha, that's really a Gemara, Gemara and Shabbat says it, but he says he was Ma'adam L'Shem Shemayim. That since he saw that Klai Yisrael just got the punishment of the Meraglim, this goes good with the Ramban Shita, that the story of the Makoshish like happened after the Meraglim, and therefore he saw that Klai Yisrael thought that since they're punished and they're going to stay in the Midbar, maybe they don't have to keep the mitzvah. Because Klal Yisrael might have thought that the purpose of keeping the mitzvah is only because they're entering into Eretz Yisrael. But if since they're not entering into Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiyuv. And there's no oinshim in the mitzvah. So Tzlochot L'Shem Shemayim went and was Makal Shabbos to get killed, so Klal Yisrael should realize the Chaim Aranian that the mitzvahs are still mine, even though they're staying in the Midbar. Right. Who is Machal
Shabbos?
Ah, let him fill out on the first one, no? Yeah. And my will be a lot of people with Asaf at the Chet. I don't know. Al-Kupanam, let's stay in the Medrash. Now, I had a Ha'ara. It says he was Makoshish Eitzim. Why Eitzim? Why not one piece of wood? If it's Havara Arba'am and Shusaram. Now, if he wasn't L'Shem Shemayim, I don't know, he needed some wood. He was going to do something with the wood. But if he did it L'Shem Shemayim, he made L'Shem Yichud and he went and did a Maisach El Shabbos to get killed. It would have sufficed one piece of wood. Loitamanda Omer of Ma'amer is good. Ma'amer is part of a lot of wood. But the Shita of Toilish and the Shita of Havara versus Arabim, I don't understand why it says Eitzim. Lachara, the Shita that learns that it was L'Shem Shemayim, has to learn Ma'amer. Which is not so geschmack, especially because Targum Yonason learns Toilish. And Targum Yonason also says that Tlefa was L'Shem Shemayim. So it's hard on the Targum Yonason. If he was doing Toilish Eitzim, L'Shem Shemayim, so why did he have to do more than one?
Before the one and then after the one
both of the other. So that's the eighth and twice. Okay. The Marsha already asked the Baba Batra if he did it with same Shemayim, so he shouldn't be chayiv mitzvah. It's a malach and it's richa legufa. He's not doing it with tzayuch the malach. He didn't need the wood. He didn't need to have the wood move from one place to the other place. He did it because he wanted to get killed to make the same Shemayim. So it's not with tzayuch gufa. It's richa legufa. So the Marsha says, since the eighth don't know that that was his kavana, so that's called richa legufa. I once heard a Shane Pshat, there's a Chuvat Radvaz that writes that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Essen, had the koyach to see into people's mind, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you wouldn't need Hasrof. He would know if the person was amazed or a shaygin. And there's a big kasha that they ask him, the Mora says that we don't have Gidrei Hasrof from the Makoshish. So the Teretz is, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't follow the Chandam. At Kama, that you look into Tzlopfa to the Makoshish's mind, he's not Chayimis at all. He's Maskavan Hashem Shemraim, and it's a Moshe Rabbeinu Lagufa. The only way to be Machayim is if you go through the regular rules and the Gedorim of Hasra. And then it could be Chayim Mitzvah because Eina Eidim Yoy, the Masha Belev, Masha Beliba. That's a filter. And the Gemara said, the Pasuk says, Vayihu B'nei Yisroel B'Midbar. Vayihi Ish Mekoshish Eitzim. Vayim Tzu Ish Mekoshish Eitzim. What's the Sakdoma? Vayihu B'nei Yisroel B'Midbar. Rashi already says, Begnusam shall Yisrael divar akosav, that they kept only one Shabbos and already on the second Shabbos came the Makoshish and was Machal Shabbos. And I never understood, what does it mean that first Shabbos? Klai Yisrael was given Shabbos in Mora, before Matan Torah. Does it mean that they only kept that one Shabbos after Mora, and the story of the Mekoshesh happened before Matan Torah? Shver to Glory. So you'll say it means the Matan Torah did the Shabbos. But still, Klai Yisrael was given the Torah on Bob Stephen, or Zion Stephen, and Mekoshesh Hanoim, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there for 40 days. So if it means the Shabbos right after Matan Torah, it says they took him to Moshe Rabbeinu because they didn't know what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. So obviously it means it has to be after Yom Kippur, after Moshe Rabbeinu finally came down. So then the Klai Yisrael really kept a lot of Shabbos. What does Rashi mean that Klai Yisrael only kept one Shabbos and the Mekoshesh just came in with Machal the second Shabbos? A three-way of one of Shabbos. This is the week after Mora, before Matan Torah. Shver Tzibloid. The week after Shavuot, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. The week after Yom Kippur, there was already a lot of Shabbos. The Rabban also argues in Rabban that the story of the Mekoshesh happened after the Meragel. So again, what does it mean by Yidu B'nai Yisrael B'Amidbar? What's the Hemshech? I saw once on Machudis Kipshat in the Shita Mekubetis on Pesachim, he brings from the Or Chodesh on Pesachim, he brings a kasha from the Shagas Aryeh really, that the truth is, Taitis asks in Pesachim, all Malachas Shabbos should be mutter, of Hoyle, Hoyle that you need it for a Choyle. There's a concept of Hoyle in the Sugis and Beitz and Shabbos, Hoyle, the Baal, you need it for a Choyle, but you're mutter anyway. So Taitis says, Hoyle lo Yishchiach. There's a kasha though, certain Malachas, let's say, Toilish, let's pack a go like the Mandam and Toilish, you have to be tight with Eitan, let's say, for you're giving a meal to a child, you need the wood to make a fire, so you have hot water. So it's hoil, hoil that you need it for meal. Meal is shchiach. Meal is not lo shchiach. Tait is asked the kasha, that every malach should be mutter off hoil, because of a hoil, and he says, hoil is lo shchiach. No, meal is tak a shchiach. So the hoil is tak a shver, it's not nishkach, it's to be chayah, it's hoil, hoil is mutter off meal. It's chvez, it's as man as I don't know. I was as man in midway, there was no meal. Like, nosh, we're off to find it. So there was no meal. But that's the John the first place. They were in the Midbar. And the Baal Tegidim were in the Midbar. There was no Ruach Tfoinis flown. So they couldn't do Mila. And they were in the Midbar. There was no Mila. So they could be Chayiv of Tfoilish. By Yi'ish, Makarish Hashem, it makes sense that he could be Chayiv of Tfoilish. That's helpful. As I talked to him. The Rechayim HaKadosh was... It's in Tzachim Daf Mem... In the Mem. The Rechayim HaKadosh says a different shot, a beautiful shot. He says, if it's toilet, then it's simple, he says. Normally in the Midbar things aren't growing. Right? If it's Havar, Rosh Hashanah, they were schlepping some wood. But if it's toilet, why are things growing in the Midbar? So the Pasuk says, the Klai Yisrael was there. There was a bear. Klai Yisrael was there. So it makes sense that there was wood to be toilet. But then he says, what if that if it means Rosh Hashanah, Havar, Rosh Hashanah? See, it means the Gemara and Shabbos Avot, the Gemara and Shabbos Avot has a Shailah. Rosh Hashanah is Dina Ke Karmelis, or Dina Ke Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara brings a steer in Brises, so that's the steer. If Midbar has the status of Rosh Hashanah or a status of a Karmel, a steer in Bryce. And the Gemara asks the Kasha. The Gemara answers like Kasha. Kan bizman shi Yisrael shurim ba Midbar, kan bizman hazeh. Learns Rashi, Toysis. Bizman hazeh, a Midbar is a Karmelist. It's not a Yishuv of Bnei Adam. Toysis over there, the famous Toysis says, it must be that a thing is only considered a Rosh Hashanah if it has Sheish Meis Elish. Shishim Rivoi, like by Klai Yisrael, only them does it have a status of Rosh Hashanah. Besides the other Tzmam of Sheish Sriyam and other things, it also has to be Shishim Rivoi. And only with Man HaMidbar, when Klai Yisrael were there, then it has the din of Rosh Hashanah. And they're stating the Gemara, I believe that there are Chaim Poshit. Like the Man HaOmer, that it means Havar Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk simply has to say, Vayiyu B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar, the Yidin were in the Midbar, and therefore it has the status of Rosh Hashanah, not a Karmelist. I believe it was a Makashish Eitan, like the Sheikh of it, it was Madara, Rosh Hashanah, and he was Chaim. Now this is very good according to Shitas Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam in Perek Yudalei Hilchos Shabbos passes Faker. The Rambam passes that a midbar is a Rosh Hashanah. Rambam is talking with Manazam. The Rambam passes that a midbar is a Rosh Hashanah. So the Kesemistim, like the Kelim on the side, they ask. But the Gemara says, "Kan bezman she Yisrael shruim by midbar, kan bezman hazeh." Doesn't say that the Rambam learned the Gemara exactly Faker. Bezman that Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, it was an ani kavik, so it was mukas mechitos. So it doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. Because it was surrounded by the Anonis. And only Bezman Hazeh does the Midbar, in fact, have a status of Rosh Hashanah. Now, one thing is for certain, the Rambam cannot learn that the Mekoshesh was doing the Malach of Havar Rosh Hashanah. The Midbar did not have a status of Rosh Hashanah. It must be the Rambam will learn, like the other time, the Mekoshesh was either Ma'amar or Toys. Like the Rambam is some fakir. Bezman, that the Yidden were in the Midbar, in fact, did not have a din of Rosh Hashanah. Now, I got Judah Mashmu. Amol, I was clearing. The Pasuk says, like, noida, they didn't know what to do with him. The Mekoshesh was Mekoshesh, they didn't know what to do. It's very not clear in the Pesukim what was exactly the matu matu? What was the shaila? What was the study of shaila? Whether they should kill him or not? They didn't know which misa. It's not clear what the shaila was. Kamenzogin Vosmavil, Kamenzogin, there was Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Does it have a din of Rishon? If you like to see that it was Rishon the Rambam, there was a matu matu. Does it have a din of Rishon the Rambam? Makamlus, the Machlokes Rishon. There's a famous Gemara, Havara l'chalek yotis, Havara l'lav yotis. That it says, like the Varu Eif Pachomash Beseichem, that the Malach of Havara was singled out, you saw all the other Lamas has Malachas to teach us something. And one man the Yomar is that it teaches you l'lav yotis, that you're not Chayim Yisa for Havara, it's different than the other 38. And the other man the Yomar is Havara l'chalek yotis. What does it mean l'chalek yotis? So there's a steer in Rashi. It's a big Machlokes Rishonim, but there's a steer in Rashi. Rashi in Yavama says, Havara l'chalek yotis. Had it not been Havara, I would think you're not chayiv unless you do all 39 malachas. L'chalik, that you could be chayiv malachas for doing one malachas. Without that, I would think you're only chayiv if you do all 39 malachas. Now they're saying Rashi Yavam is Havara. Rashi Yavam that hey, he says different. He says, L'chalik yotis means, Havad if you do one malachas, you're chayiv. But the chiddush is, even if you do a whole bunch, I might think that, okay, what did you do? You did chilul Shabbos. So you bring only one carbon. Even though you did a few different malachas, you would still only bring one carbon. And that we say, no, Havara l'chalek yotis. That no, for every shame malacha, the shame malacha is machalek. Alright? It's considered a separate avera. Sometimes I just did chilul Shabbos. You did haitzah and Havara, you chayv two. But Rashi and Yavamas has this other pshat, a machodesh tikim shab l'chalek yotis, I would think you're not chayv unless you do all 39 malachas. In fact, I said, a Mizrahi has the kasha. In Pashas Vayakil. How could it be a tzad, havara l'chalek yotis? So you're not chayv unless you do all 39 malachas. The pasuk nistavah. The makoshish ate the mechayv misa. He didn't do all 39 malachas. He only did one malacha. Whatever makoshish means, three pshatim, but he didn't do all 39 malachas. So it's often a pasuk that you don't need l'chalek yotis. What do you need havara l'chalek yotis? You can bring a raya from the makoshish. So the answer is, the makoshish was a rasha. Makoshish was a rasha. To say, like the havamina. If the answer wasn't, but like the havamina. That you have to do all 39 malachas. You could always say that the makoshish was a hirasha. Now, l'chayr t'shtikol shver, if you learn that it was a hirasha, that doesn't stem with the chazal that says that the makoshish did it l'shem shemayim. He went and did a malacha of Shabbos l'shem shemayim to get himself killed to show that the dinah was true. If the dinah is you have to do all 39 malachas, and you're not chayv misa unless you do all 39 malachas, so what was he doing one malacha for? He didn't know he was going to make a hirasha. That's not going to bring out the point. So the Chayra, the Chazal that says that the Mekoshish did it L'Shem Shemayim, has to learn L'Chalik Yotis means, has to learn that L'Chalik Yotis means that you could be Chayav one carbon, separate carbon for each Malacha, but not that you actually have to do 39, because you can't say it was by Rasha. There's a Chazal to answer maybe the Seer and Rashi over there, it's going to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has to learn that Slufter was doing it for L'Shem Shemayim, because he's the one that said it. Of them came a machlokes b'shoyn shnei to answer the Rashi. Abak uponim, and that's the etzem shtel that you cannot say a havamina that you have to do all 39 malachas because it's fair from the makoshish. At the end, you have the parsha of tzitzis. Tzitzis is the greatest sugya. It's late. It's a part of kudus. If you do a the morcha brings the menachas, the shita sari alavon, the sari alavon hole that. There's no avera to wear a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis. There's no avera to wear a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on a four-cornered beggar. If you don't, so you're not doing a mitzvah. He brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara talks about in Menachos, if a person's walking in the street on Shabbos and his strings get puzzled, his tzitzis, so he has a shaila from carrying. Because the emes, they say, strings of a tzitzis is really a problem of carrying. No, when it's kosher tzitzis, that's called a chelik of the beggar. But I'd comment that it's puzzle and it's not a chelik of the beged, it's not a tachshir of the beged, it's not a problem of carrying you have whatever the strings are left. And the Gemara has a masu matan, if it's in the Rishus Aram, you have a problem of chilul Shabbos. Fact the real open, and not only on Shabbos, on Tuesday it's also a problem. You're wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. The Gemara's nidin near it, you have to quickly take the beged off. Chilul Shabbos. Fact that without chilul Shabbos, there's a problem that you're being over the afeiro of wearing a four-cornered beged without tzitzis. So he says, Teretz, there's no such thing, there's a mitzvah with tzitzis. You walk down there a few minutes. Because your strings are puzzled, so you'll go home and put a new one on. But right now, there's nothing wrong if it's Tuesday. If it's Shabbos, you have a problem of carrying. It's a big machlokes for showing him if that's the pshat or is there a fact that it's there to wear a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis. But that's the real love and riot. There's ways out of it. The Shagasari is myrich about this in you. Now, Perech HaDvarim, the Shagasari brings a fascinating riot. He says, Bizman Hazeh, is on the Shagasari, but everyone now, also most people, don't wear chelis. Now, there's a mitzvah to wear chelis. So how does a person wear four corners beggar? Is a mitzvah to wear chayim. Mechayim, if you go, not like the real love, so you're doing an aveira. You're wearing a four corners beggar. The Torah says you should wear chayim, and you're not wearing chayim. So you're doing an aveira. It should be better not to wear a four corners beggar at all. What does it mean you're doing the mitzvah of love? A great tzaddik, but you're doing being over the aveira of wearing a dalos knopas without chayim. If the harai to the real love of the shagas aryeh, that there's no aveira. If you're an oinus, you don't have a seder. You can wear a four corners beggar without chayim. What? A drush one without the other.
Yeah,
but so Dr. Lane doesn't derive to be a love in there. What's with the Aveira? What's with the Aveira? So I saw the stifle, he says a terrorist. He says a big Kiddush. He says it's Takan Aveira. But say, you know, you can look like to be a love, but he says, Lo, you can say not like to be a love. It's Takan Aveira. And whoever's wearing the Dalas Knopas without Cheles is being over the Aveira of wearing Dalas Knopas without Cheles. But he's being the kind of mitzvah love. What's the essay, the Dochi essay? What's the mitzvah? It's an interesting. Essay Dochalot. Because everyone that's wearing beggars, dalet, knuffet without chelet is doing it, if you don't realize, I don't know if this is in of kavana, or it's a machalik of shakasari. Shakasari held a different shakasari. Held it with a riot to the real love in time. But the disciple says it's together of essay the love on doicha, iser essay the ilavisha chelet. So I ain't felt enough shak that we're doing essay dochalot. As I love to answer the shakasari's kasha against the rishayim that argue on the real love. From the nochan in tzitzis, of course, is man groma. Noshim apotter. The mitzvah etzish has man groma. The chiddush, the mitzvah schinach in Shin Pei Vav, the machadosh yisoy, the chiddush, is the machloikis in the Gemara if tzitzis is chayvus gavra or tzitzis is chayvus talus. I mean, there's a man the Amar in the Gemara that tzitzis is b'chalal not a mitzvah to wear a four-cornered dagger. If you own a four-cornered dagger, you have to put tzitzis on. In the drawer. You don't have to wear it. One of the major questions on this sheet is, so why do we say Essay Zechalaisa, you could wear Kalayim B'tzitzis? There's a Gibetan to wear it. The mitzvah is to keep it in your drawer. So put on the Kalayim B'tzitzis, but keep it in the drawer. Who told you to wear it? It's a big problem. And Yontif is not right about it. But our component is Zazashi to Chayvat Talas. The Mechus Chinuch wants to say that according to the Manda Omar, Chayvat Talas, there's no Psoor of Man Grama, no Shema Chayv also. And it says, there is, there's a choice in Kedushin that Chotez that asks, how come you need a pasuk? Get Noshim a pasuk from Mila. It says, Vayom al Avram Oisoy. Right? Oisoy, Veloy Oisoy. Typically, it's his mind grammar. Mila's only his mind grammar. It's only after the eighth day. So, Farhan, Asach, Turitz, I'm not going into any of them now. However, what's in gay for us is that the Ritzah says a terrorist to this Kasha. The Ritzah says, it's not a mitzvah on the goof. And when it's not a mitzvah on the goof, it's not a man grama. Very unclear what the mitzvah means. Some people say that the mitzvah, the son's mitzvah, like the father's mitzvah, come in a raid like that, mila the raid. But the Minchas Chinuch, it's the idea, he has a new pshat in this mitzvah. Minchas Chinuch decided that he stayed in this mitzvah, the soy, that only a mitzvah that you do with your own goof has the fact of a man grama. The stomach is that dummy did fill in, the makaris was filling, that's the gather of it. That's the soy, only a mitzvah you do with your goof. I was like, that's the most in the way that if you hold sitters as chayvus talus, it's not a mitzvah you do with your goof. So it doesn't have to store as man grum. As I mentioned, that like the man of chayvus talus, it's not a store as man grum. I was like, he has a cash. The Gemara says in the Nochas Afnim Gimel, Rav Yehuda would put chayvus, the presumed in shei beitei, he put sitters, chayvus, sitters strings on his b'nei bayis' clothes, on his wife's and his children's clothes, even on the ladies. And the Gemara has a shayla, what happened? L'chayrim Nashim HaPotah from Tzitzis. Why is he putting Tzitzis on the lady's clothes? And there's a whole matzah mountain in the Gemara. So the man is kind of, what's for him? Maybe he holds like the man of Chayvus Talus. Like my Chiddush, he says, that if you hold Chayvus Talus, it's not as man grama, Nashim could be chayv, it's not a mitzvah laguf. Maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda held. So he has a whole shayla, and he comes out with an ayin fal. The Gemara is mashmeder that Rabbi Yehuda used to put Tzitzis on his children's and his wife's clothes, and they made a brach every day. L'chayrim, if it's Chayvus Talus, you don't make a brach when you wear it. You put the towel to make a bracha when you put it on, when you put the strings on. So it's mukh, minei abeira, he's a whole slave of gavra. I was there, the Gemara asked to be a pshat man grama. I was saying the Menachas Chinuch. I wanted to show through to this Menachas Chinuch, noch a yediyah, I have another reason, l'chayra, that maybe the etzem hanoch of the Menachas Chinuch is right, that if you hold chayvus talus, noshim should be chayv, it shouldn't have a din as man grama. There's an avudram, and I saw the Arsameach in Hilchos Tumas Taras, Perek Yid Aleph says this, he said also, that why I'm not some pater from Zman Groma? The reason they're pater from Zman Groma is because ladies have shibudim. They have shibud to their children, to their husbands, to their... They always have an oil. They can't do meshubit to things that take time. Things that are meshubit is man. They have other shibudim. But any mitzvah ibadoi gets efshrayi de shliach is not for man gram. And there's Dr. Arsameach over there. Any mitzvah that efshrayi de shliach does not have the for man gram. He says three words. He says the zema yushuv bikurim noisar. The bikurim noisar the mila. Bikurim noisar the mila. The dialogue maybe doesn't should work out what these kashas are. Each one is a sugya far. It's late. Oh, but what I want to still too is if you hold chayvus talus, it's a chayvus oichad azay. Chayvus talus is that shayvus deshliach. I'm a doy. It's chayvus garbage. What you're wearing, but it's chayvus talus. It's just to be that and you enjoy. You beg, you go to Mishnah Sittis. That would be another reason why it would be a chesbin that not just to be chayv about chayvus talus. Now it's interesting. The Targum Yonis and ladies of Adam Lamaisa are noyik not to wear tzitzis, even though Noshim Lamaisa are noyik to be machmer. They blow shofar, they that would meet him. Or but citizen filling is makugel, they're not noyik. Is makar from a Targum Yonison. A Targum Yonison on the pasuk la yulbash gever, sumas isha la yulbash isha, sumas gever la yulbash. In Dvarim, the Targum Yonison over there says la yia gluyin the citizen filling the human tikune gavra al itzva. La yisaper gever be shichya ve'er yisu be anpoy. A lady should not wear tzitzis and tefillin. That's a lav de rice of a yulbash. And a man shouldn't shave. He hears. Also, shayla from a yulbash. Besides all the other problems of shaving a yedia. So that would be another reason why they shouldn't wear tzitzis and tefillin. It's a shayla from a lav. You have another sugya here about in the Mishnah Chinuch about tzitzis gzula. The pasuk says that if the tzitzis is stolen, we learn from our pasuk that you're not yoytze. And the kasha is, it's a sugya we have in sukkah also, what happened to the reason of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Anyways, you wouldn't be able to be yoytze, because it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Why do you need a special pasuk? So the Mishnah says his famous yisoy, he says it by sukkah and by tzitzis, he says the yisoy that the mitzvah of tzitzis and sukkah, if you don't sit in a sukkah, you're doing an Aveira. If you wear a beggar without tzitzis, you're doing an Aveira. If you wear tzitzis, and the tzitzis are stolen, it's a mitzvah of Aveira. So you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But you didn't do an Aveira. You can't tell me you're not wearing your beggar with tzitzis. You can't, let's talk about sukkah. You can't tell me you're not eating in a sukkah. If you are eating in a sukkah. Not if there's a pasuk of lechem, lecha, that says it's not a sukkah, you're not yoytzeh, so that's one thing. But if it only got mitzvah of Aveira, mitzvah of Aveira says you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But you can't tell me that you're doing the Aveira Shabbat. And that will be the revach of why you need the pasuk. This lesson, but they learn that together of the mitzvah's essay of tzitzis and sukkah is an Aveira to do it not like the Aveira said you should do it. The sukkah station of Shemitim. Mechari is not like the real love. There's a rate about that science, sukkah and science, the tzitzis of the space. I'll just end up with a verse. It says, Laman Tizkuru. Laman Tizkru, as Komet Beis Hashem, we know that Bach says there's a special din kavana by three mitzvahs, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, you have to have kavana. Especially the reason of the mitzvah, Laman Tizkru. Laman Yehdi Zeri Seichem, Laman Tizkru. What's Laman Tizkru? Machloikas Rashi Laman. And again, Loch Lamaisa, when you're having in mind Laman Tizkru, you should know what you're doing. Rashi says Laman Tizkru is a gematri. Avam Chesh. Rashi says Laman Tizkru is because tzitzis is gematri, 600. Plus 8 strings. Plus 5 ksharim. Add up the tariyag, and that's what it means. Laman tizkru. The mitzvah says, you're wearing your tzitzis. The Bach says you have to have kavana. The Kuryankov has a tzaret ma'akas. You have to have a mind. What are you having in mind? That Rashi says that tzitzis is gematria 600 plus 8 strings plus 5 sharp. Preston on Ban, tzitzis is gematria 590. And they still hold that there's only 6 strings because there's 3 in each corner, not 4. And that there's only one kesher mederani. So we come and talk and go to the chesed of the tariyag mitzvah. So the Ramban says Laman tizkru is going on tchelet. Because Laman Tizkru is going on the Tchelus, like the Gemara says, Tchelus doim al Yam, Yam doim al Rakiya, Rakiya doim al Kisei HaKovet. So now you've tried, Halacha Lamaisa. What is the Laman Tizkru? Rashi makes the Gematria, which Terech Agav, the Torah brings down, 600 plus 8 plus 5, then Ambana asks all those kashas. Nish the Tzitzis is 600, Nish the Chutim is 8, and Nish the Ksharim is 5. And he says it's going on the Tchelus. And we'll end off with the verse, I saw Moshe Feinstein said, let us just say, Yam, Tchelus doim al Kisei HaKovet. Tchelus doim al Yam, Yam doim al Rakiya. Rakiya went, whatever that means, then we'll repeat it. State though that in Steigen, there's no instant. Dagen, step by step. time of the Yam, Yam Dem Girakia, Makim Dem Girakia, Makum Tut Hitia Kovat, Medavit and the Gokut Slav, Mechanic Spring, Yadarim, if you imagine,